The White House says its trade and tariff policy is paying off, cutting the farm trade deficit in half and setting U.S. growers up for success. C.J. Miller has the story.
Testifying before the Senate Finance Committee Wednesday, U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer defended the administration's tariff-driven agenda, arguing it is strengthening U.S. agriculture, rebuilding manufacturing, and making the nation's economy more resilient.
As you know, the president's trade policy in 2025 was characterized by a national emergency, a $1.2 trillion trade deficit, which had exploded 40% in the prior 4 years, and an industrial base too atrophied to support our national security and economic competitiveness adequately, let alone support a strong middle class. That national emergency still persists, and so our policy remains the same.
Greer pointed to the administration's re-leveraged trade framework, highlighting 19 reciprocal trade agreements that now cover nearly a third of global GDP. For U.S. agriculture specifically, Greer said the trade deficits have shrunk substantially, bringing the country back toward an agricultural trade surplus and opening high-value markets for America's producers.
President Biden left office with a monthly ag trade deficit of $6.2 billion. Under President Trump, it's under $3 billion, and we are on the road to an agricultural trade surplus again.
Greer says that improving the ag trade balance is just one piece of a larger economic strategy designed to benefit America's farmers, manufacturers, and workers alike.
Fundamentally, all of these initiatives and the trade policy overall aim to answer the question of what should our economy look like. For President Trump and his administration, the answer is clear. We want an economy that is resilient from shocks with an increased level of manufacturing, certainty of food security, and a robust services sector.
Greer says the administration believes its trade strategy will continue to create new export opportunities for America's farmers while moving the nation back toward an ag trade surplus. I'm C.J. Miller.